This is Aza Branca. Welcome to the radio to this 190th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, brought to you by your own DJ Guapofu, broadcasting as typical from North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C., just to its northwest in Montgomery County, Maryland. Again, we're listening to a rendition of Aza Branca by the Alagoas-born jazz fojo artist Hermeto Pascual. Hermeto Pascual was from the northeast, the nordeste of Brazil, just like Luiz Gonzaga, who wrote this famous song, the El Manicero, or La Bamba, of the Brazilian northeast. Welcome, Stevie from Tantramar, the place formerly known as Sackville, New Brunswick, Canada. This is Kibrandu Tudu. Welcome, Sonomo from Ithaca, New York. My son on the microphone. Clemente Pascual was born June 22, 1936, in Lagoa da Canoa, Alagoas, Brazil. He is both a composer and multi-instrumentalist, best known in Brazilian music for his orchestration and improvisation, as well as for being a record producer and contributor to many Brazilian and international albums. He came from a place lacking electricity when he was born. He learned accordion from his father and practiced for hours indoors. As being albino, he was incapable of working in the countryside with the rest of his family. His career began in 1964 with appearances on several Brazilian recordings alongside relatively unknown groups. His albums and the musicians involved, Edu Lobo, Elis Regina, and Cesar Camargo Mariano, established widely influential new directions in post-bossa nova Brazilian jazz. In 1966, he played in the Sambaraça Trio along with Ayrton Moreira and Humberto Kleiber. They released only one album, M. Sol Maior. After that, he joined Trio Novo, again with Ayrton Moreira, Geraldo Dumonchi, and Theo Gibaros. And in 1967, the group renamed Quarteto Novo, he got one more person, released an album that launched the careers of Pascoal and Moreira. Pascoal would then go on to join the multifaceted group Brazilian Octopus. See, this is still Quebrando Tudo. Next track is Taku, or Mixing Pot.
Vem, porque não vou quebrar, não tenha medo. Solta-se!
Pascoal initially caught the international public's attention with an appearance on Miles Davis' 1971 album Live Evil. Ooh, they have all the same letters. Which featured him on three pieces which he also composed. Davis allegedly called Pascoal the most impressive musician in the world. Later collaborations involved fellow Brazilian musicians, as I mentioned several times before, Ayrton Moreira and Flora Perim. From the late 1970s onward, he has mostly led his own groups, playing at many prestigious venues such as the Montreux Jazz Festival in 1979. Other members of the group have included bassist Ichibere Zwarg, pianist Jovino Santos Neto, and percussionist Nene Pernambuco and Zabelli. Known as O Bruxo, the sorcerer, Pascoal often makes music with unconventional objects such as teapots, children's toys, and animals. Time to slap some cat butts. As well as keyboards, button accordions, melodicas, saxophones, guitars, flutes, voices, various brass and folkloric instruments. He uses nature as a basis for his compositions, as in Música da Lagoa, in which musicians burble water and play flutes while immersed in a lagoon. That's right. A Brazilian television broadcast from 1999 show him soloing at one point by singing into a cup with his mouth partially submerged in water. Folk music from rural Brazil is another important influence in his work, as you guess from his upbringing. Between 1996 and 1997, Pascoal worked on a book project called Calendário do Som, which contains a song for every day of the year, including February 29, so that everyone would have a song for their birthday. He was married to Ilza da Silva, to whom he dedicated many compositions, from 1954 until her passing in 2000. They had six children, Jorge, Fabio, Flavia, Fatima. We'll be listening to Fatima, the track. Fabiola and Flavio, as well as many grandchildren. Quite prolific in music and in children and in grandchildren. Armeto was later married to Ali Morena from 2003 until 2016 while living in Curitiba, Paraná, Brazil. He has since returned to the Jabur neighborhood in Bangu, Rio de Janeiro, where he spends most of his time composing, rehearsing, and hosting musicians from all over the world. In 2019, his album Hermeto Pascoal e Sua Visão, Original do Forró, won the Latin Grammy Award for Best Portuguese Language Roots Album. And with that, we listen to this beautiful track, Taku. In English, that is Mixing Pot. Welcome, welcome, Maya Alpizar from La Ciudad de Mexico. Another one of our regulars. It's not often that we have Maya, but not Gemwad from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada. Welcome, welcome to Seninha from Vila Verde, Portugal, where it is a beautiful 53 degrees Fahrenheit, 11 degrees centigrade. 98% humidity, maybe a bit too much, overcast clouds, and 6.5 mile an hour winds. This is great stuff. So it looks like Sanina's location isn't configured properly. Sanina is from Brasilia, Brazil, from Distrito Federal, where it's 71 degrees Fahrenheit, even nicer. Moderate rain, 98% humidity, there's a coincidence. And not even a wind, just a breath, heavy breathing. 2 mile an hour winds. So just to pick on you a little bit, if you want to change your location, I think you need to do something like comma, config, username, location, and then set your location like this. I'll type that in the chat box here. Anyway, nothing like getting picked on during a recorded episode of the Copacetic Music Hour. This is Viajum. I do hear some of those train sounds in the melody and rhythm here, as you'd expect of something like Mavoy Pomeron. I had a problem with my cat here sitting on the laptop keyboard. It seemed that she wanted to be a living heatsink for the laptop. But now she's sitting on my lap, on my pants, and I guess I'm her heatsink or she's mine. That's for thermodynamics to know and us to find out. Thank you. This next track is Voltando ao Palco. It's pretty interesting what Sanina shared this video titled Kala a Buka Ora, which is Portuguese for shut the fuck up. Welcome, Gemlog from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada. We have Stevie, we have Gemlog, we have Sonomo, we have Maya, and we have Sanina. Got all our Tilda Radio All-Stars here. Okay, nice, from Cloudy OM. Too bad he isn't here. Baseball. Just to go PG-13 a little bit, there's a impression of David Ortiz done by Kenan Thompson where he advertises a product called Baze Balls. What's that thing on the base of your balls? I don't know, but you better get it checked out. Oh, Seri Giardico is the next track here. Nice to see that Claudium got you interested. Oh, dang. Okay. Oh, no. I don't worry, y'all. I won't, I'll definitely not play that during the episode. I'm not able to share any other audio besides what's coming here through Mix. Oh, sorry, Maya. That's just a joke from the episode where, you know, baseballs is interpreted to mean something totally and completely different. No, it's not contagious. Anyhow, thank you, Sanina, for joining us. I'm glad that you tuned in and found this through Claudium. Good vibes spreading through the Fediverse. This is now Penerandu Agua. Next track is Música da Lagoa. Welcome, our very own Guatemalteco himself, Romasa 000 from Guatemala City, Guatemala, another one of our regulars, coming in here during Generando Agua. Reminds me of Watermelon Man that had some sampled sounds of pygmies in the Congo.
Thank you.
Sintetizador é besteira.
Campeão, não conte, garoto. Deixa em 7 e não toca dentro da água, não.
Ah, é.
We travel back in time to the track Ermetu from the album Ermetu from 1970. Some very clear bossa nova influence here. Eponym, eponymous, that was the word I was looking for. Ermetu from the eponymous album from 1970. Our next track here is Geleia de Cereja, or Cherry Jam. And that is quite a long track. That's 11 minutes, 44 seconds. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We have 5 minutes now left in the recording, but a lot more tracks after the top of the hour. I'd recommend you stay tuned. We'll have tracks like Frevo M. Maceo and Fojo M. Santo Andre, which both hint at the northeastern Brazilian folk music that really inspired Hermeto Pascoal. Before the recording is over, let's see who we have scheduled for next week. Next week is Luis Miguel, and then Juan Gabriel the week after, February 7th, 2025. I'm more than happy to take recommendations. I have episodes scheduled through May or June. We're getting to our 4-year anniversary here. It'll be coming around June 20th, 2025. As typical, there will be a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll post the archive shortly after the end of the episode. As Maya and I have discussed, I think it's worth, at this point, making some kind of SQL, SQL, or SQLite database so you can browse the 190 episodes now in the archives based on artist, genre, country of origin, and probably the date the episode was aired.